This is our town.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Karratha podcast, your go-to show for everything happening in our town. Coming up on this week's edition, we'll be catching up with Kelly Nunn from Volunteering WA, find out about some great opportunities that you can get involved with in town, and some stats have come out about how much we volunteer in WA, so we'll dive into that. We'll catch up with Sue from Safe and talk a little bit more about pets being allowed on aeroplanes, potentially in the next 12 months. But first, let's catch up with City of Karratha Mayor Daniel Scott to get a rundown on some exciting things happening in Karratha, including that upcoming show of Tina Turner, a real coup for Karratha, and we'll find out the latest on the quarter and our big tree. Youth Week is just around the corner.
It is. So we run from the 5th to the 12th of April, and the theme is Heat, Head, Body, Heart. And this is just a reminder to check in and extend that care to others. And the city, we've developed a heap of free events and workshops. So we've got them across the whole city, including movies, laser tag, urban dance and circus workshops. So, you want to find out more, just go to the city's website under Community Youth Services.
Now, out in Wickham, there's a bit happening there with the Wickham Recreation Precinct Feasibility Study. There's two info sessions, and that first one's tonight.
Yeah, that's right, 6 p.m. tonight at the Wickham Community Hub, and the second info session will be held on March the 28th. And, yeah, it's just a great chance for the Wickham community to sort of hear the outcomes and what we intend to do and how we're going to implement these works.
And there's quite a bit sort of proposed and info to come out, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, we got, some of this sort of some legacy things there we're working on still, like, you know, I'm getting some shade over the basketball courts and toilets at Sailor Park. And so, yeah, it's just important for the community to get there and make sure that, they think we've got it right and these are the priorities they want us to work on.
Now, you can get down there tonight from 6. It is going to be at the Wickham Community Hub in Wickham, obviously. You can find out more through karratha.wa.gov.au. Some light refreshments provided as well from 6 tonight. Now, Reap, quite a bit happening. Bruce will finally be here on Saturday night.
It will be, mate. And backing up from Bruce, geez, you've got the events team doing a fantastic job. We've got so many things coming to the Art Centre. So we've got Eskimo Joe coming on June the 21st, and that's nearly sold out. So we've got two shows now, the 20th and the 21st. So, if you want to see Eskimo Joe, get onto that. We've got Karratha's own Joel Jackson. He's in a new movie, a family drama that's all about. It's called Barracking for the Umpire.
Okay.
So it's a family drama that tackles head-on the fragility of the human body and impacts of the great game on our players. So that'll be a cracking movie and to support one of our local gems that went out there and hit the acting world. And we've also got the ultimate tribute to the Queen of Rock and Roll, Tina Turner. So this is on show at Perth at the moment, a stage show, and it's coming to Karratha. So this is a massive. Normally people from Karratha have to fly down to Perth to see these sort of stage shows. So the team have done a great job by getting Tina Turner the show here in Karratha. So that'll be on the July the 18th. So I'd suggest if you're interested in that, you get on and book your tickets immediately.
Yeah, that's massive. I mean, I actually didn't realise it was the stage show. I thought, there's no way that's coming. It's playing in Perth at the moment. And then when I re-looked, I'm like, it is coming. That's great.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it either. I thought, wow, this is not something we typically get in Karratha, so it's great.
Yeah, really, really good. So get behind, support that one, especially if you love Tina's great music. Now, lastly, bit of an update on the quarter. Have we got the doctor's results from the two doctors yet on that tree? And where's the status on the grass, and when can we expect to see some normality down there?
Yeah, well, I was actually fortunate that the two doctors of the tree that actually came into my brewery last week.
Right.
And I've known one of them for many years, and they're under the opinion that they can possibly save that tree.
Right, yeah.
So we're just waiting on the strata now, because the strata obviously makes the decision on it all. But we are doing some works on the dirt area that was zoned for a hotel. So now I just want to let everyone know that through the state government, that land is still zoned for a hotel. And we are in discussion with a number of other developers. You know, and the, I know the Pilbara Development Commission has been working on this as well. And, you know, we just thought the hotel's years away, right? So we thought, well, let's grasp it. Let's activate the CBD, get those small businesses in there cranking again, and give something for the community to sort of enjoy on the weekend or go down there and relax. And so, yeah, we're going to grasp it. We've got some ideas on activating that space. Yeah, for all those, I know the hotel is a polarizing subject in the community, but don't worry, there's nothing, then no decisions can be made quickly, and we'll make sure we involve the community along the way, you know, when we consider these things.
Now, volunteering in Karratha is a huge thing. There's so many people that do it in town. Myself, I've been a volunteer down at the local soccer club for the last couple of years. I absolutely love it. And I've got to say, it's the most rewarding thing that I've done in the last 2 years is coach the under sixes and under sevens in soccer. I just absolutely love getting out there every week and doing the training and whatnot. And I didn't realize how rewarding it would be. I caught up this week, though, with Kelly Nunn from Volunteering WA to get the insights, the latest stats that came out on volunteering, and also some options for town.
So the report, we surveyed over 1,000 volunteers last year. So this is the most comprehensive report into volunteering that has been done ever. So all the data came from last year. It was actually released to the public last Tuesday. So everyone is still processing the amount of information that is in there. But I think the key ones for me were that there are 1.5 million volunteers in WA. Over 740,000 of those are formally volunteering. So that's where they're joined with an organisation with a bit of structure. But there's also 975,000 volunteers that are volunteering informally, helping their neighbour put the bin out, going and, you know, cooking meals for someone in need, all of those kind of things. That is still a really important part of, you know, support for our community.
And lots of hours as well.
Huge amount of hours. So they calculated that WA volunteers contribute $400 million, $400 million hours, to our community, which is astronomical. But I think for me, the biggest one was, so we did a very similar bit of research in 2015. And at the time, the economic and social benefit was calculated at $39 billion. This year, after this report, it is now calculated at $64 billion. So the contribution that these volunteers are making to our economic and social fabric of our community is just beyond what I can comprehend at the moment.
Well, we also speak about that corporate volunteering, and there's quite a bit up here in the Pilbara regarding corporate volunteering. The numbers on that are really interesting, because nearly 15% of the corporate volunteers say that it improves the workplace productivity and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Absolutely. Obviously I run the corporate volunteering program here in Pilbara. And the opportunity for teammates to get out and do something for the community outside of their day-to-day work, to provide something to a community group that is just so essential to their ability to get on and do the programming that they do. It's a really important program, and I encourage everyone to get involved if you haven't already.
Now, research grant program is now open, and there's up to about $20,000 available.
Absolutely. So if you are involved in an organisation, or if you're currently at uni doing some extra study and have got an interest in volunteering, Volunteering WA would like to connect researchers, our members, and stakeholders in the volunteering space to undertake some more research into volunteering. So the more we do, the more we know, and the more we can support volunteers moving forward. So there are grants available for researchers, up to $20,000, like you said. There is an online information session on the 2nd of April. It is free. It's online. If you head to our website, which is volunteeringwa.org.au, you can register to learn more about that.
Now, locally, what's available for people to jump into?
I thought I would mention Yandina Community Services. So for those that aren't aware, Yandina operate across the Pilbara. But specifically, locally, they're quite prevalent in Roebourne. They do have a youth centre. They run the only aged care facility in the region. They do lots of community care. So if that is kind of a space that you would like to provide some help, they would love to hear from some extra volunteers. And whether that's, you know, if you have a skill that you would like to pass on to young people, they would love to hear from you at the youth centre. If you would like to spend some time, you know, working with the residents at the aged care facility, talking to them about their stories and their lives, that is something that Yandina would also be really keen to hear from you. It is also a great way to build your resume. So if you're a young person that is interested in youth space or aged care or community care and you would like to get some work experience, volunteering is also a really great way to do that. So if you are interested, you can find those positions for Yandina Community Services on our website, which is volunteeringwa.org.au, or you can approach Yandina directly and they would be happy to hear from you.
And lastly, caught up with our furry friends, Sue from Safe. Now, Virgin announced they intend to follow suit, taking on what many overseas airlines have been doing for years, especially in America, and that's flying pets in the cabin with their owners. Now, we actually did this as a question of the day on Friday. Lots of interesting opinions coming in on this one. But do you think we might see the day that pigs fly?
I know, pigs might fly, they say, but really, I think it'll only be a very tiny piglet or a miniature pig, because at the moment, it's really only small dogs and cats, ones that can fit in a carrier under the seat in front. So I'm thinking pretty small. In Karratha, we haven't had freight flown out of Virgin for years, so at least it's a bit of a start for Virgin to assist at least own pets in getting out. And I've been flying pets regularly for 21 years now, and there's been so many times when I've just wished we could slip one in under hand luggage, you know, the really vulnerable ones. So it'll be lovely to be able to do that openly without being covert. Not that we've ever done it, but we've thought of it. Look, pets are part of our families and often go on holidays with now, so that would really open a really big world of travel and fit with the pet-friendly Australia that Companion Animal Network Australia is so mindful of. And I think it also a big support for the human and animal bond, so that's very welcomed as well. So we will see. Watch this space, eh?
Now, Safe Branches, along with other rescue operations at the moment, are dealing with record numbers of dogs and cats coming in with vengeance, but only a trickle of adoption. So what else can our local communities do to help?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, show more compassion than they ever have before with so many lives at risk. We're really asking people in the community, just give fostering a go. They won't be stuck. We always find a solution if they give it a go and it doesn't work. But at the moment, we've got a Staffy Cross and a Kelpie Cross stuck in cages inland. We're imploring people in the Pilbara to open their homes for these two dogs. We've got a delightful mother and her five kittens who need care by next weekend, and be really lovely for a family who are home for Easter. Great way to keep the kids off the screens as well, so give us a call. And we've got a really unusual one. We're actually looking for an animal rather than looking to rehome. Coco Pig, our guinea pig, is seeking a companion. He's so alone and really needs a friend. He's the cutest little boy, and so it'd be either a male buddy or a sex female. He's got a profile on Tinder. I'm shy at first. Shy at first, but confident when I get to know you. Looking for a companion as I am lonely. I love eating grass, leafy vegetables, carrots, apple and tomatoes. So if you feel for this lonely little pig, give us a call. Oh, that pig might be able to fly, mightn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's about the right size. Now, have you got any other news in brief we should be updated on?
Yeah, look, there's been a couple of sad losses this week of two much loved pets. Gypsy, a beautiful black and white cat who was taken in a tragic way, and also Cass, a really adored old boy, little white fluffy. You'll actually be able to see him on Take Me Home Season 2, but we have two very devastated families, so our thoughts are with them. Got a huge thanks to Ricky and his team at RGR, who diligently bring all our travel crates back for all our northern branches, and that's been a gift they've given for years. A trivia expert team in Broome, the usuals, donated their winnings of $1,000 to Safe Broome at a local event. Clint from Toyota locally, very generous in providing the loan of a car when Safe asked recently. And actually, speaking of cars, Safe Carnarvon have finally got a functional car after many years of car troubles. Mary is just so ecstatic to be mobile again. And yeah, get well wishes to Alicia. We miss her.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of Everything Karratha. Catch you tomorrow from 6 on the radio. Otherwise, same time next week here on the podcast.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood,
this is Paplo for Breakfast.